Good evening. I'm going to open my program. I'm Roy Masters. With the person who made this comment, Oliver Marcus, on the food addiction and overeating. Don't ever think that you're better than a drug addict because your brain works the same as theirs. That's exactly right. It's really good. So I'll just keep that and slide this back so I can save, yes. Okay. I want to continue my dissertation with you on your food because it's a killer. And I am quite sure and will endeavor to explain the connection to the forbidden fruit of Paradise Lost. I can do that diddly-do like that in a second, but I want to sort of not sound too religious-y. You know, Jesus this and Jesus that. I love him, of course, but there's so many people that all you can hear is Jesus this and Jesus that. I want to get behind the scenes and get you to understand his thinking. You know, we have Churchill was a wonderful guy, but anybody who tries to imitate him has to go through the same experiences. I've seen, you know, movies, or I just don't remember exactly what it was, or a movie that tried to imitate him. And they did good, but you see, you can't really be, even imitate, in any way, shape, or form, all the knowledge and all the skills and all the experiences that person has had. And that's the same with your Jesus, the same thing. But the difference between Churchill, for example, a great man, and Jesus, a greater man, of course, is that you don't really need to go through all of what he went through. He's going to give you the ability to do the same thing as him. Endure trial and tribulation with patience and grace. Endure it without overreacting or reacting whatsoever. You act, maybe, but not through reacting. It is the through reacting that makes you lose control over everything and disconnecting you and reconnecting you to the dark side of the force that makes you love everything except what is good and makes you believe what is good is not good and what is not good, good. And that one of those things has a combination, food. It is good and it's not good. Simple. Would you like to be able to have a chat with me tonight? I spent the whole night yesterday babbling to myself like a nincompoop. I can hear people saying certain things about that. Yeah, he's a nincompoop, but you've finally seen it. I get it. But still, this is a talk show host. And I could actually include any subject at all if you call me at 800-866-8883 for 2 hours every night, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. That's the time you call me. And if you want to stay after the 2 hours, you get the first hour last, so you don't miss anything. That's if the station arranges it that way. Otherwise, you can go to my website and get the app for your Android and your other one. David, I have to call you for the other one. Android and iPhone. I got it. I didn't have to be helped with that. So that way, anytime you just press your app, you can actually hear my radio program or anything else that the app covers. So I'm going to continue. But first of all, I see we have a call from London, England. We have a radio network there too. It's quite remarkable because It's taken about 60, 70 years that I can remember that England allowed a radio station to exist other than BBC. And if they had a radio station other than BBC that was during the first, before the Second World War, there wouldn't have been a war. So we'll be right back. So we'll be right back with Chris in London.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, hello. It's me. We're going to take our first call from London, England, my old stamping grounds. And I'd just like to remind my American audience that my subject today is the continuum of the diseases of food, none of which stand in isolation by themselves, but appear to be. If I was to give you a laundry list, how many diseases that food will cause, good food, you know, but with a bad disposition, so it doesn't affect. It doesn't do its job, or bad food which does its job, etc., etc. We shall discuss this and show you how easy it is to live a long time and not sin with food. Now, I add the word sin because there's a compulsion and a form of slavery to it that looks like harmless love when you're going to eat yourself sick, okay? And when you take an Alka-Seltzer when you're sick, then you think that you should think that being sick is enough. But you take an Alka-Seltzer, and as soon as the sickness goes away, back you are to eating again. See, you can't resist it, and you should. You should be able to. You should. Enough is enough. What's wrong with you? And that's what we're going to talk about after this caller. And I want to tell you, I don't mind other people calling too. About anything you want, I'll try to keep it on food and bring it around, you know, in the intervals between the other calls. But this is a talk show host, and I don't think I could. I tried last night to get calls on the subject, couldn't get it. Too many guilty people not wanting to see themselves or you know, announce themselves on the radio as fatso. Okay. And that's fatso, you see. So let's take Chris in London. Hello, Chris. You've called before.
Hello, Roy. Thank you for taking my call. I've been meaning to call you, Roy, for quite some time. I listen to you regularly every day.
It goes nice and slow. Yeah. I'm slowing myself down because I can talk so quick, and then I'm getting a little slower. It's easier to understand you. So go ahead.
Certainly, Roy. I've got a problem where I've been watching this strange feeling for months. It usually gets worse when I haven't slept properly. I notice when I sleep more, it's not there. Mm-hmm. But I'm getting this strange sensation when I'm watching this feeling behind my nose in my skull. Sometimes I feel...
Well, just back it up a little bit and tell me about the nose and the skull. What, I didn't hear that right.
Sorry, Roy. When I'm watching this feeling, I feel in my nose, at the back of my nose, like something is, it feels like pressure or
Does it click? Does it have a click?
It doesn't click, but it feels like something is going on in my face, my skull. it's like tightening up sometimes.
Is it like embarrassment? Have you ever felt embarrassment where your face feels uncomfortable?
Not embarrassment, no. It's more like
how would you describe it? How would you describe it?
It's like a pressure behind my nose. That's really the only way I can describe it. But it combined with this feeling, I know this feeling's wrong, that I'm getting, that I've been watching. And this evening, when I thought of calling you, I started getting these weird images of, like, slashing my wrists and things like that. Although I never do anything like that.
Images? And what did come after that?
Of images of, like, her slashing my wrists.
Oh, your wrists?
Although I'd never do that.
Yes, like slashing your wrist, like, with a knife?
Yeah, although I'd never do that. Something inside me didn't want me to call you this evening. And I knew I had to call you because I know something's wrong inside. There's something in me, I think, that shouldn't be, that won't be.
The slashing of your wrists part of it is very interesting.
Mm.
Have you ever had the compulsion to pick it up and then put the knife down or something like that? How far have you gone with that?
It was more this evening when I decided that I was going to call you that this came into my mind.
So you're possessed?
I think so, Roy, yes.
Yes, it's clear. You have an entity.
Yes.
And psychiatrists don't believe in it, but I think they give different names to it. They have another name for it. I can't remember. It sounds sort of a identity crisis. And they haven't the foggiest idea what that means. But it is actually, that's a good name for it, though. Identity crisis. You are beginning to respond in too much emotion. And when you respond to emotion, when you react, or what you say, overreact. But reacting is good enough. And overreacting is, you know, beyond the pale, when you get violent. But reacting leads to overreacting and becoming violent. And towards others, and when it's repressed, it is directed towards yourself, out of guilt. Haven't you heard of people taking pleasure in what's the word I'm looking for? I can't find the right word. David, what's that word? Muting? Something? Can't remember. Mutilation, yes, is the word I was looking for. Yeah, I haven't used that word for a long time. So there's a tendency to want to, the dark side wants to kill you.
Yes.
You know that?
Yes, I know. I know, Roy. This is the problem I have. I feel I've been meditating for years. I use the 7-minute meditation. I've been doing this on a regular basis, sometimes 2 or 3 times a day. Things have improved for me, but I've noticed that sometimes I feel in the day when I'm going about my normal business, something in my face is moving, there's something there, maybe wants to come out, or something's going on inside.
Yes.
And this evening I had to call you because it was so strong that something didn't want me to call you. I thought I ought to call you.
There's always that something that didn't want you to call me, that something. And that something is invisible. You ever see a movie on Dracula?
Yes.
You know, and have you ever seen the part where, I don't know, not all of the movies show this, but he's outside the door, so he can't get to the door, so the victim thinks. He's just sort of, he melts away and it goes under the door and then comes up on the other side.
Yes.
That's what you have inside you.
Right.
See, that's an identity crisis. You have a self within a self. And the self is taking over you. And what stops you from what is in you doesn't want you to hear what I have to say, but you have the wisdom enough to overcome that and make the call.
Yeah.
And we might be able to kill it tonight. But it's already dead. Do you understand? This thing has its life only in you.
Sorry, I missed what you said, Roy.
This thing, identity, has its life only from you.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. You understand that one, don't you?
Yes. It's getting its life from me.
It's taking it's whatever. It's living through you. It's already dead. It's the spirit of Paradise Lost.
Yes.
It is. I never used to believe that there was a war in heaven, and then the good angels caused the bad angels to fall to the earth.
See? Yeah.
But I believe it now. And so they are there. They're all around. They're not in the earth. They're in the environment around you. And mostly in the identities of people, in the nature of people that are much like you. You have people who intimidate you. And we can go back into your past and find out how it began. But you have an identity, your original identity you were born with, or with which you were born, is innocent. Just like Adam's identity was innocent till he disobeyed what he knew was right in his heart, because he, with knowledge of good and knowledge of evil, he thought something came into him to think that. That's from Eve. And the dark side of the force approached the first man through Eve, because she's further away in the order.
Yes.
So she's not the chief cook and bottle washer. He is. So he has to. She has to get him down, away, so she can control him. Well, it comes through women. You ladies will just freak out in a minute. But all the evil in the world comes through women, through the failure of men to understand the scriptures. In other words,
I've got a female identity inside me. I've got a female identity because I have had an attraction to men, homosexual attraction to men in the past. So and I don't do that now because I know it's wrong.
But you still have it in you. You still have it repressed in you. The energy it takes to stop it increases what you're trying to overcome.
Yes.
In other words, when you struggle with it, it wants you to fight it, because you'll always lose.
Yeah.
And you will lose out to it, and it becomes more you, that female identity.
Yes.
See, I got it right. It's the female identity in a man.
Yes. That's absolutely spot on.
And it doesn't always, but you always see, have you ever seen movies or pictures where men are becoming with lots of muscles and doing exercise and becoming more and more strong, and the whole idea is to become more and more muscly men.
Yes.
And these are all people like yourself trying to fight off the woman's nature in him.
Yes.
And Robin Williams, no, Robin Williams was not like that. Robin Williams was different. But the thing is, the more you struggle with it, as he did with his own nature, the more you struggle with the other identity, he had identity expressing itself in a different way. You're trying to make people happy and laugh. There's another thing we won't go with, but it's there just the same. He had three marriages, and he really hated the world, but he couldn't help but love everybody in exchange. And he got lots of reward for that. His performance is because he was so funny. But it wasn't so funny in his life because people were emboldening the forces that gave him funny, that made him a life of funny person, like little Toppy Tucker singing for his supper. All he gets is white bread and butter, and that's the money that doesn't do him any good. Only encourages him to be what he doesn't need to be. And finally, he had to kill himself.
Something I need to tell you. This identity is making me sometimes believe, or tries to make me believe, that God created the devil and the, you know...
He probably did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did, because God creates evil, so good might be. It's a long story.
Yes, but it tries
because
to...
The realm of a human being is not flight and fight, like the animal. Kill or be killed. That's not what it is. It's to love, to love God, or to love himself, love the world, to be God himself.
Yes.
With all the accoutrements of support. See that? And so, but you were born into this, and the reason why I say there's hope for you and people like you is because you know that you're now possessed, and but don't struggle with it, and know that that it wants you to struggle, and when it starts to talk to you, and when you feel the impulse to kill yourself, which is basically what you just said.
This evening when it knew I wanted to call you, when that started to happen.
I get it, see. Yeah. And so it's afraid of me.
It is.
And I want you to close your eyes. We're talking to each other 6,000 miles from each other.
Yeah.
But my spirit is present, and it's going to overcome your spirit. You hear what I'm saying? Through me, God is in me, meaning you're Jesus that you know. You're a Christian person, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yes. So now I'm going to help you to believe in him, that he came to destroy such a thing as you've been. You see this happening now. He doesn't like to hear this, do you, Mr. Evil? Okay. Come out of Chris. Come out of him. I command that. You see? You're just nothing. You're already dead, and you can't feed on this person anymore. Come out. What do you call yourself? Do you have a name, nothing person? Tell me what your name is.
David.
Tell me the name. I want the name now. I command it. You have no power over me. Is that a little squeak, your name? Is that a little squeak, your name? Try it again. Nice and clear. I know, it's agony. It's agony. But the way you get rid of your agony, which is worse than the hell you came from, is to leave him and go find somebody else, like Obama. I'm just joking, of course. No. We have to have a little mirth here. It gets too serious. You know that's a good idea? Listen, don't be afraid of mirth. The devil, evil, is afraid of... It doesn't like love. It doesn't like fun. It doesn't like happiness, not real happiness. How do you feel?
I'm relieved.
You feel better, a little better, aren't you, coming out? It's a little weasel, isn't it? There's nothing. You can control that. God, or Jesus, through me, has given you back to him you had when you were a little boy. When you were a little boy, you came into the world innocent, but the world around you was full of darkness, and so your parents were, and your father failed you to assert a proper authority over your mother, and she overcame him and you.
Oh, Roy.
And that's all.
Roy, I remember the identity when I was a small boy. It was in my room, and I was bright. I was a bright child. I was carefree, and this thing, it was in my room, at the corner of my room, and I got scared, and I know now I've got older. I got scared and entered me.
Yes, now listen carefully. You were little children. See pixels or what, pixies? They see all kinds of little creatures when they're, and it's not an illusion. They could actually see these entities on the bottom of their bed trying to enter them through the feet.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
It enters to your feet, the furthest from your brain. So you've got to be very careful. So now, that's not your fault, because I went through that and I made sure I covered my feet over so they wouldn't enter into there. I had a man, so we now were talking and ordering. I'm not exercising you, but I'm helping you to understand something.
Yeah.
I had a man that said he saw these same kind of things and he was terribly afraid. And then one day they disappeared. And 50 years later, he came to me and what was in him was them. Because when you get afraid, that's what it wants you to do. Fear, anger. Who hath fear is made imperfect in love, is not made perfect. So you see, you have angry parents fighting with each other. You got a
very
mother
angry.
That overcomes your father.
Yes, absolutely spot on, right.
And you begin to resent your father.
She's very domineering, my mum. Very domineering.
Am I right?
Yeah. Yes, you are. She's very domineering.
Right on the money, right?
Yes, right on. Spot on.
Now this is what you do. So which one do you hate more, your father or your mother?
I think my mother.
Why is that?
She's very controlling. I know she can't help it.
I
try and make allowances for her. I know she can't help the way she is, and I don't.
But you know she can't help, but you resented her then.
I resented her in the past. Yes.
Yes, you resented her then. But that's what it takes is to open the door for the spirit that operates through Eve to get into Adam, the new one, that's you. And the new one is either a bully or a coward. So your father was born from a woman that didn't have a real father. So what was his behavior? Was he a weasel, a wimpy guy, or was he a bully?
He was a wimp.
Yeah, there you go. Boy. And as your wife, your mother fed on him, she picked him up for his weakness so she can eat him alive, aggravate him to do as he what, to make her God over him.
Exactly. That's exactly how it happened.
Everybody here listening to this program, you are part of that. That's exactly what happens to most of you. Excuse the bellowing.
That's okay. Roy, can I ask you a question?
Yes. How do you feel now?
I feel really tingly and relieved. Has it left me? I think it's gone.
Yes, most likely. If it comes back, you just tell them to come see me. You can come over here. 6,000 miles, this isn't much for that creature. I'd like to have a little parlay with it.
Yeah.
So you leave it up to what's in me. You just leave it up to what's in me and forget about it.
I will. It's gone, though. I think it's gone, Roy.
Yeah, I know. This is what you needed. I knew you couldn't come all the way over here to do this, but every now and then I scare the bejeebies out of everybody. Yes, my son wants to talk to you, but can you stay just for a few minutes? We come to, you know, we've spent a half an hour together almost, about 20 minutes at least. Would you like to stay a little longer? Would you like to stay?
Thank you. Yes, please.
Hold the line then.
Thank you.
Okay. So, David, you want to say something, didn't you? Oh, that's fine. Let's do it again. You can actually amplify it if you want to.
Okay. So, Chris, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, David.
Hi. So, when I was very young, there was something in me that was trying to kill me. and I had three very bad accidents. And on the third accident, I cried out to God, and I said, God, I don't want to live this way anymore. And I meant it. So I started meditating. I think I was about 18. And the first thing that I discovered, and this is very profound, and I think maybe this is a key for everyone. I was meditating one night, and I became aware, and there was a picture that came into my mind, and it was like a hand that was inside my glove. So it was my glove, my body, but there was a hand inside that
glove. A hand within a hand.
A hand in my glove, whatever it was not me. It was not my hand, but it was my glove. And I became aware of that. And then I began to see that everything that would make me react, you know, emotionally or with anger, fear, whatever, I just watched it, and it began to lose its grip over me. But then 10 years later, I'm trying to go to sleep one night. I'm 30 years old. And I start to feel fear. This fear comes at me. And so I sit up in the middle of my living room, and I sit there in a rocking chair, and I start to meditate. And these ugly, awful faces are coming out of the darkness toward me.
Yeah. You know where they came from? Your mother.
Oh.
They came from
I'll tell you. I felt my whole body was like pins and needles. Like these things were ugly and horrible. Then something said to me, watch them. And so I just focused, you know, as I was meditating, and my eyes were closed, but I saw these things coming from the left and the right. But as I watched them, they began to fade, like, you know, in a movie theater when the lights come on after the theater, after the movie's over. The lights came on in my mind, and these things faded into nothingness.
Yes.
And so, you see, for each of us, we have the demons that we have to face. And if they come, they will come back. They'll try to see if you're really sincere. They'll come back as many times as they can to try to rob you of that gift of salvation that my dad told you about. And the love of God, too, by the way. And so I just wanted to share those two things with you, because if you become aware of that identity or that id entity and know that it's not you, knowing that it's not you is the cure. Just knowing that it's not you, that's not me. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. You see, I talk to it as if it wasn't you, because it isn't you.
Yes. Yeah. And when you were speaking, when you were speaking to it, everything went very dark. My eyes shut and it went very dark, and I felt my face, something going on in my face, like this thing was coming out.
That's his emotional locus.
So I just need to meditate. And.
But that's the face of the thing.
Yes.
Whatever kind of face it is, you don't expect it to have no head. It's an upside down version of what a human being is.
Yes.
See that?
Yeah. So I'm just concerned it won't come back.
Come to hold.
But just say that it might. All you have to do is watch it, and know of yourself you can't fight it. And the knowing of that, the trust that God is there, gives you confidence.
Okay, quick break.
That's very simple.
Be right back.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, now we're talking to Chris in London. I just did an exorcism on him. And that should do it. He needs to, you see, when he says he understands his mother and he forgives her, you can't forgive mother. Otherwise you're playing God. See, there's no, you don't know how to be. What you can do, though, let me give you the extension of this. If you just close your eyes for a minute.
Yes.
I won't take 7 minutes. It only takes me a few minutes. You know how to look at your eyelids, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And you know how to, at the same time, be aware of the right hand, and that awareness by itself creates a little energy into your first finger, correct?
Yes, I've got that, Roy.
And then you give your attention to the second finger. And it does the same thing. And pretty soon you got two fingers tingling, and then all, the whole hand begins to tingle.
Yes.
Although it's not necessary for that. But now I want you to be aware of your whole body. See, so just be aware that you exist, and you can feel you have a body, and but that body is temporary. It's flesh. It's mortal. And what is, I was looking at it, and what is being aware of this wonderful body, it's a wonderful creature, but it needs direction. It needs a boss. And when you were a child, you lost control over that to the spirit of your mother, as did your father, so that you could not help but inherit what was in her, all the Eves that ever lived. All women are exactly the same. There's something in them that wants to overcome the man and get ride over him. I'm married for 64 years, and she still hasn't stopped. But she's getting suffering from it. Not that I give her the suffering. But if you don't react to it, it means that it doesn't own you. And if it does, and if you don't react to it, it means God owns you. And all you need for God to own you is what I just said. Be aware of your your eyelids, which, in my opinion, happen to be the surface of the brain, which is, and in that moment with a tingling, that tingling is energy coming to counter everything that's wrong with you in one fell swoop, but it's always there. And you must always be aware that anytime you find yourself starting to be in a difficult position, just quietly beware of yourself. And be aware of the tingling of your fingers just a little bit. You don't have to close your eyes. Be aware that you exist. See? And you then all of a sudden, the awareness of it is and is given to you as an energy field that you do not feel. You feel the tingling of your fingers, but a person who approaches you to hurt you and to degrade you will feel it as a force. You feel nothing. You don't see. You don't have to say. You don't have to feel anything, but it because feelings are your problems. Happy feelings and bad feelings are both your problems. It blocks up. It blocks the entrance to for God to enter you. See that?
Yes.
And it programs every part of your body and distorts everything, and it sits unholy in the place of the holy, and then it gets to. It gets you to be emotional. Emotions cause fear, anger, frustration. It causes you to have that because the more you have that, the more it feeds on the energy that's released, the dying. So you're dying. Yeah. When you get upset, you're dying. And you're dying, it gives off an odor to that thing that lives on that stink, if I could give it a name.
Yes.
So, all you have to do is nothing. But the less you do, the less you have to do until you're actually doing nothing and God is acting through you in everything.
Okay, Roy.
You couldn't be more simple than that.
No.
about the man that... I think I told it to you, but just in case. The man that saw these things on the edge, on the end of his bed, these little pixels.
I remember you mentioning that.
That's it. It took him all these years, all these problems he had. That's all it was. Little children don't have any defense, and especially no defense against mother. Mother needs to have the hell loved out of her. And what is that kind of love for a man? Men born of women. You know, just have a short time to live.
Yeah.
And I'm warning men never to get married until you know this person for a long, long time. And then she can still want to get to you. Like a couple of years at least before you get married, before you even touch a woman. Because they're infected with it. It's not their fault. They don't know they have it. They just got to know the. They just want to unconsciously seduce and overcome the men. But good women have an inkling of what I'm talking to you about. They want the man. They're looking for the man that doesn't exist really until a man is suffering from the existence with the women. Because all he's going to do is become a bully or a wimp. And the kids then suffer. They've got no protection. But it's still coming through mother. Mother carries the germ. It carries the entity. And she she needs the love, the man to love the hell out of her. But he's not understood, hasn't yet understood what that is required of him. You can read about it in the Bible, but it doesn't say a whole lot. It doesn't give you any instruction. It doesn't give you the realization that such a thing exists, except one man's sin and death through sin spread through the whole human race, which is really not enough to explain it.
Yes.
But, see, I'm a Jewish Jesus guy. And that's why I can help you 6,000 miles away. And it
Thank
isn't
you so
me.
Much.
I didn't do anything. I can't save you as a mortal, but my mortal being can contain and allow the spirit of humanity, the spirit of humanity that has the potential to live forever and ever. This mortal life being very short, we must find that the whole purpose of the journey is to find what you just found.
Absolutely. Roy, can I'd just like to say one more thing.
Yes.
Thank you very, so much. I can't thank you enough for what you've done for me. But I'd just like to say I have, for some time, had this sort of vague memory. I don't know if this is a real memory or not.
Fair enough.
God showed me before I was born my life and asked me, I don't know if this is true or not, asked me if I wanted to come here and live on the earth. Would that be a possible true thing, or would that be...
Well, that's a very interesting, and you sense it as before you were born or while you were inside your mother.
It was like I had some years ago this memory, almost like a memory.
It's a memory. It's a memory that you thought that.
Like a very vague memory that God showed me my life, that he said... Sorry.
That's it. That's it.
He said, "Do you want to come here? Do you want to stay in paradise?"
Well, you're going there, but you have to go through a trial and tribulation period. You have to, in a manner of speaking, earn his love. You understand?
He gave me the choice. He said, did I want to come here and live or stay in paradise with him? And I chose to come here.
I know, but I think that you've already been infected at that time.
Yeah. Yes, I had. Would that memory be a
true
memory?
Yes, but no, you just let that go now. That wasn't you thinking.
It wasn't.
No.
No.
I see you had a bad start. And is your mother still alive?
Yes, she is. Yeah.
Are you is she friendly?
Yes.
Is she a doting mother?
Yes. But she's very argumentative.
Like with your father. You're argumentative when you're reasonable.
Yeah, she's really difficult. Really difficult.
Yeah. Stay away from her a while. But one of these days, how old are you now?
I'm 48.
Well, you got time. How old is she?
She's in her 80s. I think she's 83.
Well, there should be a time when, but you don't have to. Here's what's important. Hear me clearly. There should be a time while she's still here. But not essential. Nor should you worry about when it should be that I'm about to tell you to do.
Yeah.
But you need to one day, in my opinion,
yeah,
is to come to your mother and say, Mother, I have sinned against you. And
yeah,
she'll say, what is that? What do you mean? Well, I yeah, hated your guts
yeah,
when I was a little boy. So now she thinks yeah, the best is coming, but you're not finished yet. You say,
yeah,
she'll say, oh, it's, you know, she'll say something, but she don't know what she's going to say next. But you say, but you were hateable. But you say it
yeah,
calmly. And that, and something got inside me from you, because I hated you. I realize
yeah,
now that it was in my life. So you became me. What was in you got to me. I couldn't
yeah,
find my God. I want you to find your God, Mother, before you die.
Oh, I don't know if she can, Roy. That's
well,
the problem.
No, don't do it yet, because you're
no,
not strong enough. You
no,
need a year or two.
Yes.
But when
yeah,
it may come, and it may not come, but either way, it's the will of the Creator. And let
yes,
it go at that. Then you is your father still alive?
Yes, he is.
Do the same
I
thing.
I hated him as well at some point. I did hate my dad as well.
Well, that only caused you to look to your mother for love, because women are sort of lovers.
Yes.
You mean that there's their role?
Yes, and she
okay,
comforted and
yes,
played one off against another. And
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, my friend. Are you settled now?
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much for all that you've done. I can't thank you enough. I'm going to send
how's
you a donation.
How's your face? How's your face?
It's okay now.
Okay, good.
It's okay. I look in the mirror. I think it's okay. Yeah, it looks normal.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Enjoy
enjoy the rest of your journey.
Thank you, Roy.
You're welcome,
thank
my friend.
You.
You're welcome. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of you out there need this. You'd be surprised how many people need this. Well, what you got is not your manners and mannerisms and your anxieties and fears and diseases are that. All right, so let's take, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get better, I'll give it to you free. Yeah, I got to give this free. Jesus gave everything free. I can't give you everything free. I can't give you books and stuff like that. You can buy them. But this I can. You can get it on your website, FHU.com. Download it on your iPhone or what's the other one? Android. Yes. And then take it with you. And listen to the 7-minute meditation. See, that's what I did just to him just now. But it's the authority of that voice you hear is why it works. And a person would have to be similarly connected to Creator to have the same effect. So it isn't me. It is through me. I have the confidence to say it. Or my mother used to say chutzpah, which means noiv. Saying, I have the chutzpah to do this. And tick off other people that look down their nose at me. See, that doesn't bother me a bit. So support the program, wouldn't you please? Thank you. All right, Mary, on the phone? Yes. Hello, Mary.
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because you got me mixed up on the screen, there's only one person. All right, go ahead. And I'll talk to... Who did I talk to first? Well, what is your name?
Eric.
Eric. All right, I saw that
yeah,
before, yes. Okay, hold on. Thank you. The phone number, ladies, is 83, and the chances are about 1 in 10 that you need that kind of thing I did just now on the radio. Don't laugh. It's not funny. Okay. And don't doubt this, because it was.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
I got to tell you something. This is Roy Masters. You have to have a funny side of things. So when I first came to Grants Pass with a lot of people, and then the media sort of drove them away, that's all right. That's what they do all the time. They haven't got in my way. I'm stronger than ever in my own way. Lots of people know who I am. To hell with the media. I became the media for a while. All right. I still am media. But anyway, so in the church we had, a big church, and it's not like the ordinary church, you can imagine. You know, I'm not churchy kind of guy. So a person wanted an exorcism. The little backstory is that the what do they call the guy that collects the money, the guy that runs taxation, what do they call him? Tax collector. But he's not the collector. He's the big cook and bottle washer. What do they call that, David? It's the name. It spoils the story a bit, but the tax collector, but who's in charge of taxes in the county? What do you call him? A tax assessor, yes. And so he tried, I'm a non-profit organization, and he wanted to, he since I wasn't, even though I have the letter saying I'm a 501c3, he wanted to tax me, and I'm a church. And he was really argumentative and cruel. And it was in the headlines. And so now we come back to the church. And there's about 400 people there. And he's on the I'm exorcising him. And the demon says, "Where shall I go?" He said that. I said, "Go into the tax collector." And everybody laughed. And guess what? A month later, he died. And his two sons. It isn't funny. And I wonder what's going to happen to, maybe we should warn our president that some demons are ready to to get hold of him. Who knows? Hello, Eric. I'll be taking you in over the top of the hour later, so it's only a few minutes now. But go ahead with your question.
Okay, it feels like something's controlling my thoughts.
Yes.
And my doctor told me that I was schizophrenic.
But did you ask him what schizophrenic meant? I bet he doesn't know himself.
No, I didn't ask him. He probably doesn't know.
No, not probably. None of them know. I can't find you a psychiatrist that knows what he's talking about. And if there's one, and you want to defend your business and what you believe in and what you got a degree in, you talk to me a little bit. I'll show you how little you know. Go ahead. Go ahead, Eric.
And it feels like something's controlling my thoughts. And I think it's my brother, because he's very rude. And it feels like he pays attention to every move I make. And I'm wondering what I can do to get him to back off.
The secret is, the secret lies in your poise. What I mean by that is your ability to look him in the eye. I just had my grandson. He is 20. And he has a sister of 60. And the sister of 16, she torments him. She's a lovely girl. But she torments him because he wants her brother to say, knock it off, and she'd feel better about it. Everyone was like that. But the way you deal with women is, I know you said he's your brother, but there's a woman in him. So somehow your mother got to him. And that mother in him wants to overcome you. See, it's the Eve in him. When men are wicked, they are full of Eve. Eve is overcome, they're not men. They're like the gentleman I just talked to. I hope you were listening. He called from London. And he had his mother's identity in him. But the mother's identity can also have a power, see, a power to hold on to that force. So as a boy, a man, he will use that Eve power, which causes him conflict. He has a problem with his mother. His mother's either too kind to him and enables him to be the extension of her, or his mother's cruel. Either way it works. It doesn't matter whether you spoil a person or brutalize a kid. And you're a special kid. There's something about you that is different from him. He's the extension of your mother, and the mother hates men. You understand that? The spirit of your mother hates men. Women don't hate men. It's the spirit that I spoke to just a little while ago. So you can't blame it to your brother because he knows what he does. But he has the spirit that wants to eat you. He's jealous of you. He hates your innocence. You are basically a very innocent person, am I correct?
Yes.
You are. See, that's rare for a person who's 24. So you have a sweetness in you. And you have to hold on to that sweetness, but he wants to take it away and put a piece of himself in you. And so that you are him, and a slave of him. And he wants to make you a slave like women do to men anyway without knowing they're doing it. But those who know they're doing it are very dangerous. But still, it's dangerous because that's what divorce is all about. A man trying to correct the foolishness, the little foolishness of women, and making a big stink out of it until he goes, loses his mind and runs away. In 1 minute now? Ladies and gentlemen, it is possible that when you use the 7-minute meditation, you will experience an exorcism. And that's not always the case. It is occasionally necessary if it's there. So anyway, so you go to the website and use the meditation and support the program with your tax-deductible donations. Yes, it's Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Thank you. 800, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Thank you.